This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to embark on US visit on the 20th of September to attend the 79th General Assembly of the United Nations. Government decides to accept concessional loan assistance of approximately 15.29 billion rupees to be received from Asian Development Bank. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli vows to make peace process sustainable by not allowing to repeat incidents of conflict again. And 17 pupils die after a dormitory at a boarding school in central Kenya caught fire. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is set to embark on the US visit on the 20th of September, leading a Nepali delegation to the 79th General Assembly of the United Nations. According to Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithibi Subba Gurung, a meeting of the Council of Ministers held on Thursday approved the Prime Minister's visit and its schedule. Nepal has been participating in the United Nations General Assembly, and most of the time the Nepali delegation to the Assembly is headed by the Prime Minister. Nepal has made the United Nations Charter as its integral part of its foreign policy. Nepal has also been making important contribution to the world peace remaining under the UN's umbrella. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has pledged to make the established peace process sustainable by not allowing the repeat of the conflict cases again. Receiving a 19-point memorandum relating to transitional justice from the Nepal Socialist Party coordinator and former Prime Minister Dr. Baburam Bhattarai at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the attempts to weaken the national unity by spreading violence in society would not be successful. The Prime Minister clarified that there was no space for anarchy or possibility of affecting the ruling coalition, as the government was keen to fulfill people's aspirations for development and prosperity by strengthening the democratic republic system. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli has directed the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport to completely abide by the laws while working on the infrastructure projects. Taking stock of the ministry's performance yesterday, the Prime Minister asked the ministry not to terminate the contract of those projects that should be carried out and not to continue the projects that deserve contract termination. The Prime Minister directed the officials not to work haphazardly by breaching the laws. The government has decided to accept concessional loan assistance of approximately 15.29 billion rupees to be received from the Asian Development Bank ADB for the Irrigation Modernization Enhancement Project. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung said the cabinet meeting decided to form a talks team led by the Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Finance to hold negotiations on behalf of the government. Similarly, the cabinet meeting has given its approval to the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, to acquire the membership of the Global Alliance on Corruption Control. The government has appointed Dinesh Kumar Khimire, Secretary at the Ministry of Finance, to the post of Chairman of the Employee Provident Fund, EPF. Likewise, the cabinet has given approval for using 51.87 hectares land inside the National Forest in Makwanpur district for the construction of the Kathmandu-Tarai-Madhes Expressway project. Likewise, the cabinet meeting approved a proposal to organize the BIMSTEC ministerial level and agriculture-related high officials' third meeting in Nepal on the 27th and 28th of March in 2025. The Department of Health has urged one and all to take precautions against the Japanese encephalitis, citing the prevalence of its high risk. Dr. Abhiyan Gautam, who is the chief of the Child Health and Vaccination Family Welfare Division, said the time between 31st of August to 1st of October is considered a vulnerable period for the infection. The period is conducive for the breeding of Culex mosquito in stagnant water, and the virus of the Japanese encephalitis is transmitted to human by a mosquito that had bitten an infected pig or a duck. However, it is not transmitted via human to human. Since January 2024, the National Public Health Laboratory has reported 42 infections from the 680 sample test. 6 people have already died from it in Kailali, Chitwan, Sarlahi and Sunsari district. Normally 6 to 16 days since the mosquito bite is considered an incubation period for the infection. The government has lifted the ban on the use and the access to social site TikTok. Issuing a press note yesterday, the Nepal Telecommunications Authority directed the entire internet and mobile service providers to end the ban on citizens' access to TikTok. With the Nepal Telecom Authority NTA direction, users now have access to TikTok in their mobile phone sets. The government on 22nd of August had decided to remove the ban on TikTok that was enforced by the erstwhile government since the 13th of November in 2023, citing its negative impact on social harmony. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithivi Subbakurung, said the development and promotion of social network and its increasing reach to citizens would help contribute to strengthening citizens' fundamental rights, including freedom of expression and education. Issuing a press note in the wake of the official lifting of a ban on the social site TikTok, the minister described social sites as the platform to exercise the freedom of expression, create and promote a public discourse, and spur small and medium-scale enterprises in addition to entertainment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. 17 pupils have died after a dormitory at a boarding school in central Kenya caught fire on Thursday night. According to the BBC, the Ministry of Education said there were fears that death toll could rise with 14 other children taken to hospital with injuries. More than 150 pupils were in the dormitory when it caught fire at around midnight local time. The school caters for children aged between 5 and 12. The cause of the fire at the hillside Endarasa Academy in Nyeri County is not yet known. The Kenyan Ministry of Education said the school had 824 pupils and of the total 316 were boarders. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to continue at some places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province and a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Kapil Sharma Oli to embark on US visit on the 20th of September to attend the 79th General Assembly of the United Nations. Government decides to accept concessional loan assistance of approximately 15.29 billion rupees to be received from Asian Development Bank. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli vows to make peace process sustainable by not allowing to repeat incidents of conflict again. And 17 pupils die after a dormitory at a boarding school in central Kenya caught fire. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.